All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Time now, 4:34 p.m. It's go-home time, folks. Go-home time. Let me just say, if you're out there driving home thinking, it's time for me to find a new job, you may be thinking that. If you are, let me just make sure you know, there's an organization that's been supporting this show since the day we got started, ZLA Solutions. I know these folks. They're friends of mine. ZLA Solutions. You can find them at ZLAUSA.com. They are epically good at finding the right job for the right person and putting the two together. If you go to their website, ZLAUSA.com, they've got jobs posted right now all over North Alabama. Good jobs. At the same time, though, I'll say this. If you're an employer looking to fill out the ranks of your workforce, I mean, they do a lot of things for businesses, but their bread and butter is staffing. It can be direct hire or temp. It doesn't matter. But they literally can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing if necessary. I always say blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. But yeah, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. They are putting people, they've had their biggest year ever, had one of their biggest months last month ever. They're doing the work, man, because they're putting people back to work. So check them out. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, and tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I get the biggest kick when they say, man, we got another one. Okay, that's good. Christian nationalists. What is that? You ever heard of that, Boomer?
No, never heard of it, actually. I read about it this morning.
Yeah, as you're helping me get the resources together.
Yeah, and I could not believe it.
Yeah, so like early in the morning, I wind up pulling all my resources together. I send them to Boomer, and he puts them into a format that I can then print out and highlight and all that kind of stuff, like the stuff that I'm holding in front of the camera right now. but this is the new brand, Boomer. I mean, basically, I would have to say this. If you are an openly conservative Christian who loves America, you run the risk now of being branded a Christian nationalist.
That blows my mind.
And by the way, that's what you are.
Oh, that's exactly what I
just
am.
I described you and I both.
Yep. There's some t-shirts right there.
So let me ask you a question.
Ready.
You love Jesus?
Absolutely.
You love America?
Yes.
You're a Christian nationalist.
All right.
What's wrong with you? Trying to corrupt America, trying to tear down the faith.
And that's what they're all talking about.
That's what they're talking about. So here's the deal. I told you earlier in the show that one of the favorite tactics of the left, and by the way, it's part of the rule book, Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, rule number 5, ridicule is a man's best weapon. Rule number 5, ridicule is a man's best weapon. Rule number 13 of his 13 Rules for Radicals, find a target, fix it, and then polarize it. Just basically wear it out. Well, if ridicule is one of their favorite tactics, and then they're going to find a way to polarize something, one of the ways they do that is they polarize through ridicule. They brand you in the eyes of the public, and they make you look like some kind of nut job or some kind of a leper. Like you have to walk through society going unclean, and no one wants to stand next to you. And what's amazing to me is how many people fall for it. And I tell you where we first found this. Charlene found an article just, I guess it was about a week or two ago, by a friend of ours posted it. And we've known him. We used to go to church together. He doesn't live here. He lives somewhere else. But we used to go to church together. And this guy is somebody who we've respected over time. But what's happened is he's become kind of part of the Never Trump movement. And he posted this article from Christianity Today, which, by the way, don't be fooled by the name. Christianity Today, it's not always favorable to Christians. But Christianity Today posted an article called, What is Christian Nationalism? And the whole thing was just a boatload of critiques of anyone who would dare to say that we love our country and we love our Lord all at the same time and that we want to see the two come together. So let me remind you of something first. April 14th, 2008, 2008. Phil, what are we doing? We're looking back in time because I got news. History repeats itself. Looking at a story in my resources that I pulled from The Guardian, April 14th, 2008. Obama angers Midwest voters with his guns and religion remark. Do you remember this? 2008, Boomer. So here's the deal. Barack Obama was running for office. He and Hillary Clinton were the top two Democrat candidates. and he got caught. He was known as being controlled and kind of the in control guy, you know, says all the right things. And then lo and behold, boom, he got caught on a kind of an off the cuff comment. He was referring to working class voters in old industrial towns, according to this. And he said, here's his quote, "They get bitter. They cling to their guns and religion. They don't like anti-immigrants, or they don't. They have anti-immigrant sentiment. They have anti-trade sentiment. It's a way to explain their frustrations." Basically, he was dissing on most of America with his elitist type attitude. And the point there was, they cling to their guns or religion. And it really didn't set well. And it was something that he had to work hard to get out of. But I don't think he ever did, because that's what liberals constantly do. Because true progressivism so often winds up contradicting the principles that we stand by that are biblical principles. Things like a marriage is between a man and a woman, or that the right to life is permanent and establishes in the womb. Things like the LGBTQ agenda is different than what we would say biblically that we stand for. And by the way, when I say all that, none of that means we can't love the person, but we can not agree with the behavior. I mean, there's a vast difference. I've said it before on the show. There's a vast difference between condemning and just not condoning. I don't have to condone everything you believe in. At the same time, that doesn't mean that I condemn you. But what I is saying is, I don't agree with that. And part of that may be because of my faith. And so I look at this article, what is Christian nationalism, from Christianity Today? Well, first of all, it appears when you read the article that if your country comes first, I mean, God comes first, but as a Christian, but if the next thing, if in the eyes of world events, if you lean towards America first, I mean, how can you choose to separate people by national identities because I'm an American? Because being a good steward of where I am and what I have is what I'm supposed to do. Let me ask you this, Boomer. If I you see my yard? I got a big yard.
Yeah,
I got a lot of grass. It sometimes it gets away from me. But if I mowed everybody else's yard in the neighborhood, but I never took care of my own, am I a good steward?
Yeah.
Of their yard.
Of their yard, not your own.
Not my own. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Would it be appropriate? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. I guess I'm just being rhetorical, but the reality is I would think it'd be more appropriate for me to be a good steward of what I have before I left it to go take care of something else. It does not mean that I don't have a heart for something else, but right. it means I may be called to make sure that I have my house in order. It may be called that I have a requirement to be a parent or a husband to my wife in my household before I go and take care of the other families next door. It doesn't mean that I don't, but if I leave them untended and don't care, then it becomes an issue of stewardship to some degree too. I'm rambling a little bit, but there's where I am.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you probably know this. Something's in my head as well. It's like, you know, the Bible refers to take the, before you, you know, condemn somebody else or talk about somebody else, take the plank out of your own eye.
Oh, great point. Great point. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so this Christian nationalism, I'm looking at this article, and it goes on to say, well, you know, patriotism is okay, but it's different than nationalism. It's an argument about how to define our country. Christians should recognize that patriotism is good because all of God's creation is good, and patriotism helps us appreciate where we are. Okay, but, and here comes the but most scholars, and I love it when they argue that, most scholars agree that nationalism starts with the belief that humanity is divisible into mutually distinct and internally coherent cultural groups. That's if we have borders, we just have borders. I have my favorite team. If I say I'm just for whoever wins,
I hate that answer.
Everybody gets participation trophy.
No, oh, I'm not getting it.
But. So this article, by the way, this article is just freaking squishy crap is what it boils down to. What it boils down to is this article does not like the idea that Christians should ever also, by the way, love their country before they love other countries. It doesn't mean they don't love people. It doesn't mean they're not following the Great Commission. We can still go ye therefore and make disciples of all men. But at the same time, we could say, and I'm an American, And if called upon, I will defend my nation. Or I'm an American. I pay my taxes here. I'm an American. I believe there are borders, and I'm okay with those borders being enforced. I'm an American. God redeemed me, but he also had me born here for some reason. There's nothing wrong with loving my country more than I love other countries in the world that God has chosen to plant me in. Juan Williams, y'all know Juan Williams. Juan Williams, the liberal that often contributes still on Fox News, and I don't mind that. I like hearing the other opinion. But Juan Williams wrote this awful piece in The Hill that came out just a couple of days ago. By the way, if you go out and Google Christian nationalism, virtually every liberal rag out there has a story about so-called Christian nationalism now because someone put the talking points out and they're all running with it. I mean, the Daily Beast, Axios, Politico, the New York Times, The Hill, all of them. I mean, every single one of them I could find stories about so-called Christian nationalism. But he takes issue and he begins to lump it in with QAnon. So now, if you're a Christian nationalist, for whatever that is defined as, well, you know, they also get some of their same stuff, their misinformation and their anti-Semitic commentaries and things from QAnon conspiracies, says Juan Williams. He goes on to talk about the fact that, you know, there's a separation of church and state. Well, let me just make sure it's clear. For instance, when I was elected to the state Senate, I was not elected to then leave my faith at home. I was elected, and I understand sometimes it gets a little irritating. People run it. I'm a Christian conservative or whatever. That they may say that. I will believe them until they prove otherwise. But I will say this. The idea that someone can be elected and then leave their faith at home is antithetical to the idea of faith in its own right. If you can separate the faith from the man, then I would say that the man's faith was always in question. If you elected Phil Williams to be in the state Senate again or some other office, you've elected Phil Williams, who also believes that Jesus Christ is Lord, and I don't mind saying it. And also, by the way, I served my country for 30 years in the military. I believe that I was, oh, by the way, called to support and defend the Constitution of the state of Alabama and support and defend the Constitution of the United States. And I believe in America first, and I'm a patriot. And I don't mind saying it. And oh, by the way, I'm also a Christian. And apparently, that makes me, in the eyes of Juan Williams and so many others, what they call on CNN, a story that I've got that I'll tell you about next, an imposter Christian. I'm looking at it right here, holding it up to the camera. CNN, dated July 24th of this year, an imposter Christianity is threatening American democracy. Yeah, we're all January 6ers now, if we believe in God and our country. Unbelievable. All right, Boomer, take us to a break, man. Wow. Bunch of Christian nationalists. I'm pretty sure those right side ruffians fall in that category. You know what? I'll take it. But I'm going to talk about it more when we get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. You want to call in? 833-68-RIGHT. That's the number. 833-687-4448. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, just got to tell you guys, as you're heading home right now, you may be thinking, what am I doing for dinner? What am I doing for breakfast? How about this? When you come in for work tomorrow, it's hump day tomorrow. Camel day, we like to say here. But it's hump day tomorrow. Maybe you're the guy, maybe you're the gal who says, hey, I'm going to be the hero at the office. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Here's the deal. Not only do they have amazing coffees, like treat yourself to one of Charlene calls them the treat coffees, the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, all that stuff. They got the major good coffees, the dry roast award-winning coffees they've got. They can grind the beans, make you a fresh hot cup yourself. Great breakfast, but what if you took their barista box to work? And everybody who's used to getting the Keurig in the break room down the hall that tastes like it hadn't been cleaned out in 9 years suddenly says, thank you so much for making my day better because you brought the barista box from Just Love Coffee Cafe. They do that. You can treat your whole office to a cup of Just Love Coffee. So, yeah, think about it. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road out there in Madison near City Hall and South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville down there near Whole Foods. All right, listen, I'm going to wrap this up. I got to tell you, though, Boomer, this last article is going to make you mad, brother. So CNN, July 24th, article is titled, "An Imposter Christianity is Threatening American Democracy." An imposter Christianity. And they say on here, here's the paragraph. Here's where they try to take it, all right? This is the whole Saul Alinsky, Brandom and polarism, and that ridicule is a great weapon. You ready for this paragraph? Third paragraph in the story. The insurrection, January 6th, you know, that's what they want you to believe it was an insurrection. The insurrection marked the first time that many Americans realized the U.S. is facing a burgeoning white Christian nationalist movement. This movement uses Christian language to cloak sexism and hostility to black people and non-white immigrants in its quest to create a white Christian America. Oh, shut up. Who is this guy that wrote this? This is unbelievable. But they go on to quote somebody named Christian Cobes Dumez, who's a New York Times bestseller of a book called Jesus and John Wayne, How White Evangelicals Corrupted a Faith and Fractured a Nation. The idea here that we cannot be conservatives and outspoken and love our country first, and also, by the way, love our Lord, and be able to say that Jesus is Lord and America is great, how is that wrong? It doesn't mean that we've broken the law. It doesn't mean that we've gone out and done something that we should be ashamed of. It doesn't mean that we've taken anybody into a place of condemnation and pointed the fingers. And are there kooks in every faith? Yes, there are. And there's a whole lot of kooks in the non-faith, too, let me tell you. But in the end, I do believe this. The idea that you can brand and create this image of the Christian nationalist, or for that matter, this guy John Blake from CNN talking about the white Christian American nationalists, all they're trying to do is create the false flag that there's something out there that needs to be further divided and sectioned off and not given any credibility in the public arena. So now I guess if we do this, what we have to have is, if we look at it, is we have to have atheists who don't love America first. That's what it comes down to. Well, I got news. I'm a Christian, and I believe my nation comes first. I got a great text a minute ago from my brother. My brother Chris was listening. He texted and said, "Nationalism is supposed to represent pride in your nation. Progressives are working to twist and conflate it with the National Socialists, the Nazis. Not the same." He says, "Around April 2017, President Trump addressed a group and remarked, 'I'm not the president of the world. I'm the president of the United States, and from now on, it's going to be America first.'" And they can't stand that because they want to have a no borders policy. They want the World Economic Forum and all the others to have the final say. They want the World Health Organization and the United Nations to be the ones who are the arbiters of truth. And I got news. God planted this here in America for a reason. I was born in this country, and I don't know why, but it's where He wanted me. And I will be a good steward of what I have. And I will love the Lord, and I will follow the fact that I believe that the Constitution I'm supposed to uphold is the American Constitution. All right. I got some other great texts, but let me just tell you this. I got to say it out loud on the radio right now. Today is a very special day. Today is the day that my grandson turns 3 years old. This is big doings, Boomer.
That's big.
That's big.
That's really big.
So if you're listening right now, Declan, Cap loves you, and happy birthday to you, my man. And you're gonna have a great day, a great night with your mom and dad and your sister. And I'm just looking forward to you continuing to grow up to be the strong young man that I already see you to be. So happy birthday to my grandson, Declan. You are the best one. All right, folks, listen, what a great day. I'm just telling you, I love the Lord. I love this country. I love this state. And life is definitely worth living. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Coming up next, you got the great one, Mark Levin. Boomer and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Y'all take care and have an amazing night.